Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to first and picks off Cash. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dick Egan now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Weiss trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter is hit by the pitch. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Dick Egan. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. Thomas scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Wood moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wood fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wood. Nicholson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nicholson moves to third. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. Bruton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Bruton now playing center field. George Thomas now playing left field. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Don Wirt now playing third base. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.